You're listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast with Jen Barley and Karen Sullivan, episode 108. Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense. That is, that is. Let's go, Barley. Let's start this thing already.
All right. So today what we're going to talk about is one of our favorites, and it's the concept of MSU. So, Kara, why don't you talk a little bit about what you believe all people actually have?
So, you know, it's funny, Jen, when you were just saying that, it's not just one of our favorites. What it is, this is the thing that I feel like makes the most difference in people's lives. And this is the thing where people are like, oh my gosh, they have post-its on their desks. They're yelling it down the hallways. They're making it a verb. So the concept of MSU is about making shit up. And if you like to say make stuff up, you can, but it really is make shit up, because I totally believe that we all have that master's degree from MSU, and we do make shit up on a regular basis. And what happens is we make it up and then we believe that it's true, and we believe it's true. So then what we do is we actually act upon the thing that we just made up that's not even real. And it takes us down this crazy train aisle or the runaway train. But what happens is you get to a place where you're getting all nuts about something and you've just created your own story. So the thing here is about recognizing when it is you're making shit up and then stepping back and saying, hey, what are the facts?
So let me break it down a little bit. So basically, it's when we attach meaning to something that somebody does or a situation or an experience that we're having that may or may not be true. And so it's sort of like we do a narrative, right? So somebody does something and we say, they did that because fill in the blank, or they don't like me, or they don't want to invite me, or they love me, right? So it really depends, but it's when we create a story that is adding narrative to something that causes us, you know, like if we would go around thinking everyone loves us and things are great, maybe you don't need to change it. But it's when we attach a negative meaning that causes us to have concern or worry or put extra energy into something. That's when MSU totally doesn't work for us.
And I think that that's the key, right? People think that the stories work, but the stories don't really work. If you think about it, if you're stressed out, ask yourself, what's the story that I'm creating about why I'm stressed out? And ask yourself, how real is that story? Because so many times it's not real. I like that smile, Barley.
I'm just listening. Go right ahead.
But it is, right? The story's not even real. And then we get all freaked out. We get nervous. We get jerky. We make decisions. And we're just like, wait a second. It's not even real. So what we want you to really start to do is being more mindful of what's happening for you. So when you're freaked out, ask yourself, what's the story that I'm telling myself? Even when you're happy, ask the story what it is that you're telling yourself. And the thing is that if it's not really real, why not make up a story that actually works for you instead of working against you?
This shows up with our clients all the time. They will come and they will have a whole explanation. So let's just say somebody says, oh my God, my neighbor is driving me nuts. He never takes in his recycling can and he's lazy and he just doesn't care about the neighborhood and he's very self-centered. Well, the truth of the matter is he doesn't take in his recycling can. It's all of the additional information that we're making up about the story that may or may not be true. So, for example, it could be because they're lazy. It also could be because the neighbor's out of town. It could be because he is having chemotherapy treatments and doesn't have the energy to bring it in. we don't really know, but so often we make judgments about why somebody does something or doesn't do something or the intention behind what it is that they're doing. So our clients come to us all the time with these kinds of stories, and it's about how do we as coaches really help them to separate fact from fiction.
And the way that you get them to separate that fact from fiction is you want to ask them what's really real. Right? If we were to step away from this situation, what's really real? What are the facts? Not what's the story, but what are the facts? Because if you can sit there and say, what are the facts, then you're more likely to come up with at least something that you can get your clients to a place of being neutral about instead of being freaked out about. We don't need to take them to the place of let's figure out some rainbow and unicorn messages here, but let's figure out what the real facts are and at least come to a place where you can be a little bit more objective.
You know, it's interesting. This reminds me of the story of when I had you read that email. Somebody had sent me an email and I was all wound for sound. We maybe have talked about it before. But basically, I was just like, oh, this person's so condescending. They don't believe in X, Y, and Z. This is their intention behind the email. And I was all wound up and just couldn't believe what was happening. And I said to Karen, I said, will you just read this email and give me your perspective on the whole thing? Karen reads it. Pauses for a moment. I said, so what do you got? And she said, you need to be there at 5. So because Karen had no made up story, she was scanning the data for the real information that was relevant. Because I was MSUing about everything, I attached tone, I attached intention, I attached history of my relationship with the person on how I predicted they would actually show up. So it's fascinating to be able to do that because sometimes that's a great coaching. What would your best friend say about this? What would your mom say about this? What would your partner say? What's an objective person's view about what's really happening?
You know, it was funny too, Jen, about that, what you just said. Like you were reading the email and you heard this person's voice in your head in some condescending tone. So for me going in there, like I'm not hearing the voice. I'm not hearing the condescending tone. And like you just said, that's it. What's the facts? What's really going on in this email? And I didn't make up any story behind anything other than the fact that, hey, you got to be there at 5 o'clock.
MSU shows up in all different ways. So when you're working with your client, it's about being able to hear where is a story being attached? Where is a story giving meaning of what's happening versus what's really going on? A lot of great different coaching questions to be able to ask, but you know, what would somebody else say about this situation? If you were truly objective, what would you be making up about this situation? What do you know is fact? What do you know is fiction? And in what way is your MSU around this actually benefiting you? So on that note, that's just a few thoughts about MSU. One of our favorites, we loved it so much, we even have a trademark on it.
Love it. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.